This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, Power Hour Nation, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 4/11/2017, the 11th day of the month. I'm your eager host this morning, Daniel Brigman. I'll be eager this morning. A positive attitude with everything that's going on. I think we should be eager for progress, eager for hope. And thank you for joining us. Today begins one of the most important religious weeks in the world, certainly the Christian world, Jewish world. Not only is Easter this weekend, but last night started Passover. Of course, Passover is a celebration of God's deliverance of the Israelites from Egyptian slavery. The parallels to today are overwhelming. Everything in our nature yearns to be free, free to express the endowment of our Creator, to bring glory to His power, by the exercise of our freedom. Government has always and will always be at odds with this heavenly mandate. The last election, America chose a man outside of the establishment, or at least so we thought. A man who stood for individualism and reversing the ugly trend of victimhood by government. It is foolishness, really, to believe he can do this alone. What he did give America was hope of something better. Now, as we try to assess the direction of this young administration, we can't help but draw parallels to the Israelites being surrounded on all sides by a raging sea. No matter where Trump's heart lies, he is surrounded by jackals. Now more than ever, we pray and beg God for the deliverance of our nation from the hands of government encroachment, for peace to become more valuable than foreign oil. There have been a few times in our history where the government has called for days of fasting and prayer. Thomas Jefferson in 1774 comes to mind. Would you like another reason America was reunified after the Civil War? Well, listen to a few of the words from Abraham Lincoln's proclamation in the spring of 1863. Whereas the Senate of the United States, devoutly recognizing the supreme authority and just government of Almighty God in all the affairs of men and of nations, has by resolution requested a set-apart day for national prayer and humiliation, that the overruling power of God to confess their sins and transgressions and humble sorrow, I'm just skimming through some of these things, with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history, that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord. Inasmuch as we know that His divine law, nations like individuals are subjected to punishments and chastisements, we may not justly fear that the awful calamity of civil war, which now desolates the land, may be but a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people. We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us. We have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom to our own, intoxicated with unbroken success, too proud to pray to God that made us, power to confess our national sins and pray for clemency and forgiveness. I do this by proclamation, designate, and set apart Thursday, the 30th of April, 1863, as a national day of humiliation, fasting, and prayer. I request that all people abstain on that day from their ordinary secular pursuits in keeping the day holy to the Lord. That the divine teachings, that the united cry of the nation will be heard on high, and answered with blessing no less than the pardon of our national sins and the restoration of our now divided and suffering country. Signed, Abraham Lincoln. That was in 1863. There's been several times where our Senate, our country, our government has called for a national day of prayer. I think that's where we are now, and that's where we stand. On this Passover, let us be delivered from our slavery, and let's be delivered from the evils that are upon us. We have a great show. We have a couple fantastic guests. Charles Kappas will be here. His book, America's Day of Reckoning. And then we're going to talk about Strauss Heart Drops with Wayne Elliott in the third hour. And Joyce will be here also. Stay tuned.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, 8 minutes after the hour. So glad that you joined us. Yesterday we didn't get to a lot of the news. Obviously, we took a lot of your calls and expressed your opinions. I thought it was fantastic. I went back and listened to some of it and was just really amazed with all the perspective, all the points, and I think all of them are valid. And we just have a fabulous audience, real informed. And thank you everybody who called in, everybody who didn't, everybody who listened. Obviously, this serious situation is perplexing, is frustrating, and we're going to keep a close watch on it. A couple of different things I thought about last night. I don't think, we talked about four basic scenarios, or at least major scenarios. There's offshoots of all those that I see possible now. Another thing, part of this, the destabilization of the region and what has happened since Obama, since Hillary, has really just, that whole Middle East has been destabilized. The immigration, the refugee situation has completely been caused by this. This has been, if nothing else, it's been an Islamization, if you will, of the Western Europe and trying to bring it to America. Trump has tried to resist it. The courts have been completely lawless on this situation, on the travel ban. He wants to set up safe zones, and I think this is important. Maybe this is a move that to take control of this situation. I'm not trying to justify his actions, but I'm looking at plausible explanations because there's so many conflicting informations, and this situation is so much more complex than I think just black and white, and so many more things at play. And financially, how long before we have another 2008 type financial crash or thing? I think those kind of things are imminent. Those kind of things are weighing over the administration's head, and I think they factor into all this. Also, if Donald Trump wants a little advice, I know the perfect way to get rid of McMaster, if he wants to, is when it comes out that this was a false flag, and then he can get in front of the American people that the original bombing by Assad of his people, supposedly the excuse for this bombing of this airfield. I hope that made sense. That may have came off a little confusing. But if you want to set up McMaster, wait till it comes out that that was not initiated by Assad, and then go to the American people and say, well, our generals, McMaster, everybody was telling me that that was the truth. They assured me that that was true. So because it's not, I'm going to fire you now. And then he could clean house. There's just a little tip from me. But here's a story that gives us encouragement. Paul Joseph Watson. Trump pushes back against neocon plan to invade Syria. The Trump administration is currently locked in a heated debate over whether to launch a full ground invasion of Syria, with hundreds of thousands of soldiers now massing. According to White House sources who spoke to InfoWars, Trump is reticent to see U.S. troops embroiled in yet another Middle East quagmire, but is under pressure from top neocons in his administration to prevent Russia from dominating the region as the fall of ISIS nears. Trump has refused to agree to a no-fly zone over Syria and does not want to directly attack Assad's forces in Damascus. However, Assad is apparently backing away from a deal he made with the Pentagon 4 years ago to step down from power in order to prevent a U.S. military bombardment that Obama pushed for back in 2013. The airstrike ordered by Trump was apparently a reminder to Assad of the deal he struck to step down once jihadists had been defeated. Troop numbers are now being massively escalated in western Iraq to reinforce this message, including the 11th Marine Unit to back up and cover the flank for U.S. Army ground forces in case of a possible attack by Assad. Trump's response to the alleged chemical weapons attack allowed him to look decisive and was a show of strength towards China and North Korea. It also served to temporarily silence the repeated accusations he is on a collision course with Russia. Trump's aim with the airstrike was to destroy Syria's remaining chemical weapons to make Assad follow through on the deal. If he didn't act, Trump would have been eviscerated by his critics as being equally as weak as Obama. However, increasingly prominent neocons within the administration led by National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster, there's the guy I was talking about, are exploiting the circumstances to maneuver Trump into a position where he's pressured into green-lighting a full-scale ground war, an attack on Damascus, and a confrontation with Russia. I think there's no question through all this, no matter what you believe happened or is on Trump's mind, if he would not have done something at that situation, he would have been, I mean, the Russia did it talk on TV would have been nothing compared to what they would have churned out if he wouldn't have done anything. And the pressure on him and how his, all his agenda and all his plans for America would have been ground to a halt even more so. That's quite clear. I'm not justifying, I'm just saying. That's pretty obvious that would have happened. So we will keep very close tabs on this, obviously, and we'll see where it goes. We have some more news stories. When it comes to the Middle East, I do not like the sound of red lines, and here we go with another red line. White House reveals a new red line. Assad's use of barrel bombs could lead to more strikes out of Zero Hedge. In the latest apparent shift of the White House's official stated position on what could draw a U.S. military response in the Syrian conflict, on Monday afternoon, Press Secretary Sean Spicer warned that the use of either chemical weapons or the use of barrel bombs, which are oil drums packed with explosives and shrapnel, on civilians could draw fire, literally, from the Trump administration. According to the Syrian Network for Human Rights Watchdog, some 13,000 of these barrel bombs were dropped in the country in 2016, killing hundreds of people. The bombs are seen as targeting civilians because they hit an indiscriminate area. But the punchline is that if Trump's new policy is indeed to respond by bombing Assad every time there's a barrel bomb that kills civilians, then the U.S. will have no choice but to bomb Assad every single day. In other words, engage in all-out war, whether it calls for that or not. Well, I don't like these red lines and these ultimatums because it just creates a defined target for the globalist they can use to push America beyond it. And then Trump's forced, you know, once you want, especially somebody like Trump, you know, Obama, it was basically meaningless. But for a person like Trump to create a red line, if you don't act when the other person goes over it, that's not in his nature. So, I'm not really sure. Well, Californians, they may have more to watch than whales off of their coast. Story from Kit Daniels. Unusual Navy patrol sparks fear of foreign sub off California coast. Anti-submarine aircraft have been loitering over the same area off California coast for hours, which is fueling speculation that a Russian or a North Korean submarine was spotted in the area. While the report of a foreign vessel is unconfirmed at this point, the military patrol is apparently not part of a routine exercise due to the number of aircraft hovering over the same area and the late hours of operation that happened, that was going on yesterday evening. The patrol includes multiple low-flying aircraft and surveillance type aircraft. So, there on the coast, if you're looking for whales, you may spot a little more than you bargained for. Well, here's another story, and that's why we hope for Trump and have hope for him. And, this is very important, and it's very perplexing while all this is going on and trying to make sense of it. Three cheers for the Trump administration. I would bet dollars to donuts that we would not be hearing this kind of news under a Clinton presidency. Breitbart, Texas wins victory for farmers against the BLM. The Bureau of Land Management admitted this week in a letter issued on March 29th that it used an incorrect methodology in its justification for the attempted taking of land that had been in the possession of many Texas landowners for generations. Hallelujah. Quote, having reviewed this deposition testimony and other new information, the BLM believes the survey methodology was used in error and may have caused errors in identifying the location of gradient boundary. Acting Survey Chief Stephen Beierlein wrote in his letter, the TFB, which is the Texas Farm Bureau, has been involved in this situation for years. We take it very seriously when government decides that private property no longer belongs to those who have purchased, paid taxes, and hold titles to it. Yeah, imagine that. Can you imagine this happening under Hillary? No, that's why we had what we had in Bundy, and that's why he's on trial right now, because of the overreach of government. Well, at least one state is taking it upon themselves to change the educational bureaucracy. Perhaps this is a start of a trend. Utah passes measure calling to abolish U.S. Education Department. The measure passed Utah State House with a vote of 60-14 and State Senate 20-1. It was enrolled on March 17th. State Representative Ken Ivory sponsored the bill, called the joint resolution to restore the division of governmental responsibilities between the national government and the states. Boy, I like that title. The resolution urges the President of the United States and Congress to recognize state authority and take action to restore power to the states. Fantastic. The measure specifically urges that Congress end the Federal Education Department and block grant funds for education to the state. In addition, the resolution encourages other states to join with Utah in documenting issues of federal overreach. Two bills have been introduced into Congress that call for the abolition of the U.S. Education Department. Representative Thomas Massie said that, and he was also the one who questioned the bombing, the gassing by Assad. So that's pretty good. And Representative David Rouser of North Carolina introduced another measure that, quote, proposes a responsible dismantling of the Department of Education by reallocating its billions in funding to be proportionally distributed to the respective states to be used for any education purposes they see fit. Well, it's their money anyway. I mean, they gave it to the federal government to begin with. So that's fantastic. Another thing that happened because of Trump that we should really take note of, mega bust The pro-illegal alien mega march 2017 in Dallas was a total dud. They expected over 100,000, or they wanted over 100,000 people, and got nothing even close. It compares to the comparison to the march in 2006, a similar one, where 500,000 people marched. If that gives you any idea. 500,000 people, and now they could barely, they just got a few thousand, and we're expecting 100,000. So the tenor of this country has changed in a lot of ways, and Donald Trump is responsible for that in many ways. So stay tuned. After this four-minute break, we'll continue with the news, and if you'll not believe what they're doing at Harvard. You got to hear this. Stay tuned.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Well, Welcome back to the Power Hour. 24 minutes after the hour, wherever you are. If you're celebrating the Passover, happy Passover, and getting ready for Easter. Hope you have a great week. It's one of the most important religious weeks of the Western world this week. And talking Passover, deliverance, and that's what we want. We want deliverance. And there's been several times in this country's history where there have been organized days of prayer and fasting. Abraham Lincoln called for our repentance and to recognize the supreme authority of God. And, you know, that mercy and that power. And that's what we need more than ever in our lives. Since I've been on the Power Hour, I've started to get some mail from you guys, you know, handwritten letters, typed letters, what have you. And I just want to say thank you so much for all the letters. I got such a nice letter from Sharon yesterday. And I don't want to single out everybody. I shouldn't even mention her, but thank you, Sharon. But everybody, letters I've gotten, sometimes I'm not able to reply to everybody, but I just wanted to acknowledge that, and thank you very much. Getting back to the news, political correctness is rearing its ugly head at Harvard University, at one of the oldest universities in our nation. Harvard, as you may have known, started out as an ecclesiastical college, so it's kind of disturbing when you see them reject their roots. Harvard to change historical anthem because, quote, it's no longer inclusive. The University of Harvard has announced plans to change the last line of its 181-year-old Fair Harvard hymn because some people feel it is insufficiently inclusive. The Fair Harvard Anthem, which has been sung since the mid-1800s, is used by all incoming and leaving students of Harvard at commencements and other major events. It's known sometimes to bring its performers arm-in-arm and show solidarity. On Wednesday, however, it was announced that the anthem will undergo a 21st century update to a change of the last line, which is, quote, till a stock of the Puritans die, in order to reflect the modern times. Professor Allen criticized the line, claiming that while the whole point of the song is to highlight the commitment to the pursuit of truth, the payoff suggests such a goal is linked only to one group rather than everybody. I don't get that. And you can go look at the whole anthem. I don't get that at all. Well, let me just tell you. The open secret about the pilgrims is that they were Israelites. They came from Israelite stock. They the Israelites migrated over to Britain. The coat of many colors, the stone of destiny in Europe. You can research that. They came to America in search of a new Jerusalem. I said there's only one thing exceptional about America. And if you were going to define American exceptionalism, you would reference the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. But you might possibly add one more thing that's unique and exceptional about America. And that's the Puritan work ethic and everything that means. Their determination carved out the miraculous out of the impossible. And so why do we have to denigrate the exceptional to be inclusive? That's my question. Why is Harvard lowering the exceptional so that they can include everybody? Since that's so un-American. I'm just so sick of this political correctness. Here's another story that is darn near without parallel and makes you very encouraged about Trump. I know in the early 1900s, government was slashed dramatically and it helped kick off the Roaring Twenties, but nothing like this in my lifetime certainly has occurred. Mick Mulvaney orders federal agencies to prepare for massive cuts. As part of Donald Trump's plan to streamline federal government, Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney will demand that federal agencies significantly reduce their cost and increase efficiency. The reorganization will likely involve selling assets, laying off employees, and the cancellation of programs deemed unnecessary, which it's probably a lot of them. The letter will fall in line with Trump's executive order from the 13th of last month, which dictates Mulvaney, quote, propose a plan to reorganize governmental functions and eliminate unnecessary agencies, components of agencies, and agency programs. Well, there you go. In the new administration's first White House budget, Trump ordered record cuts for a number of agencies, including a 31% cut to the EPA, a 28% cut to the State Department, and a 17.9% cut to the Department of Health and Human Services. It also proposed eliminating funds for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, as well as Endowment for the Arts and Humanities. Meanwhile, the Department of Defense and the Department of Veteran Affairs both saw a 10% increase, as well as $3 billion $1 billion for Department of Homeland Security to bolster immigration enforcement and construct that wall on the southern border. Well, another thing we got what we asked for with Trump was the nominees for the Supreme Court. And I can only imagine who the nominee would have been if Hillary would have been elected. I just hope Gorsuch is not another John Roberts. Justice Neil Gorsuch, takes the oath to officially join the Supreme Court. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. And there's a story about Big Pharma and pill prices. Medicaid.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. If you're into L.A. Marzulli, over at the Power Mall, we got great specials. If you buy any of the book, Days of Chaos, End Time Handbook, if you buy the Watcher 9 DVD, and then there's bonus DVDs that you get for free from him. So if you're into that kind of the alien things, very interesting, very entertaining also. So you're going to get the free DVDs with that. To call them at the Power Mall and they can explain all that to you. Also, for the solar hydro water pack, the water power plant, which is, it's not just a filtration, it's a purification, it's a UV element. I mean, there's so much to that. You want to be able to create water in any kind of situation as long as you have a creek, a river, I mean, a muddy puddle. This is fantastic. They got a great special. They combined with Numana to do 10% off the package, which is a great deal in and of itself. But if you buy one of the solar hydros, you get a free Numana grab and go. So you get your food and water right there together, and that's to the end of this week. You can get a free grab-and-go for Numana when you buy the Solar Hydro Water Pack, only if you call the Power Mall. That's only at the Power Mall. Of course, we have the Grown by Nature, the vitamins, the Stress Heart Drops on sale, the magnesium. I just love those Grown by Nature vitamins. And I wanted to also address, maybe I'll find that. Well, some people had some questions, the clarification when Grown by Nature was on Dr. Llewellyn talking about liquid magnesium versus the pill form of magnesium, which I thought was pretty informative. We want people to have the best information and the best products for them. I know for me personally, the liquid magnesium works really good exercising, and it really puts me asleep. But he's got some very good points, Dr. Llewellyn, about the pill form of magnesium that they grown by nature, and how that binds and how that's absorbed into the body and used a different way. So I really feel they're both viable, and both depends on what you want. But he sent that explanation. I thought that was important. The Grown by Nature vitamins are on sale over at the Power Mall. And give them a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. They'll be there in about 25 minutes. Buy from the good guys. They have a vast array of products over there for your health and everything that you need. So getting back to the news and Medicare, if you wonder why your prices are going up, your drug prices, and they never seem to go down, well, here's why. Big Pharma funds, quote, independent advocacy groups attacking drug price reduction bill. Yeah, imagine that. Advertisements from seemingly independent advocacy groups are swamping Beltway newspapers with dire warnings that recent proposal to lower drug prices will lead to dangerous consequences. What are those? That people have some more money to buy groceries or something? Is that the dangerous consequence? For instance, the American Conservative Union, the ACU, one of the organizations taking out an ad, described itself as devoted to promoting liberty, personal responsibility, traditional values, strong national defense, and higher drug prices. The ads have appeared as legislators are taking up proposals designed to lower those prices, potentially cutting into profits of big drug makers. A bill proposed by Senator Al Franken. Now, I did not know this, but you know, follow with me here. A bill proposed by Senator Al Franken of Minnesota would reverse a 2003 law that prohibited Medicare from using its collective bargaining power to negotiate for lower prescription drug prices. So I hope that you followed that, because I had to read it twice. There's a law in the books from 2003 that Medicare cannot use its collective bargaining to get lower prescription prices. That's beyond the pale. The ban on negotiation was originally authored by legislators working closely with the lobbyists, surprise, surprise, and the sponsor of the ban later became another pharma lobbyist, another surprise. Another ad from American for Tax Reform, devoted to reducing taxes, warns that Medicare Part D, the prescription drug benefit arm of Medicare, might soon be threatened by lawmakers seeking to repeal the protection against government interference in prescription drug pricing. Oh, my gosh. Really? So that's interfering if they go out and collectively bargain for a better price. Wow. Oh, if we were only so lucky that that's the type of interference that they did. Well, many of you have seen the video of this on Facebook, and this is just too much. It's United Airlines drags physician kicking and screaming off a flight he paid for because they overbooked and wanted the seat back. Now, mind you, he bought the seat. He got on the plane. He passed the gate. You know, he gave him his boarding pass. They gave him a boarding pass. He went down to his seat. And then they told him that he had to go, that they were overbooked. And they ripped him from his seat, and it was caught on video, and it was quite disturbing. I don't know if I ever told you about the time I got kicked off a plane for inciting a riot. Literally, that's what they told me. But I'll tell you the whole thing sometimes. But let me just say, the people at the airport take their job a little too serious, if you want my opinion. Because we didn't cover much news, you know, some of these stories are from yesterday, but I just thought it would be important we talked about. But here's another one. You would think is a no-brainer that Sharia law should not be allowed in our constitutional courts. You would think that. Now, if you want another example of politicians betraying their oath to the Constitution, then look no further than Montana. I wouldn't have expected Montana. Montana Democrat governor allows Sharia law in state courts. U.S. News reported Governor Steve Bullock, he vetoed a bill that would have banned Sharia and other foreign laws from being used in Montana courts, saying Thursday that the measure would, quote, upend our legal system and debase what we stand for as Montanans and Americans. Are you for real? This is what comes out of these people's mouths. Black is white, I guess, in America. Anyway, Montana was one of the 13 states considering legislation seeking to prevent the use of foreign law in state courts. While the bill's focus was not on Sharia law, some supporters specifically spoke out against the religious law used in some parts of the Islamic world. Some Republicans sided with Democrats in opposing the measure but could not block it from going to the governor. There is a quote, "There is absolutely no need for this bill," the governor wrote. Okay, adding the proposal could add to the nationwide surge in hate crimes. So by us asserting our constitutional courts, again, this is just like Harvard, by us diminishing our exceptional parts of our country, then we include everybody. So that's somehow hurting, if you acknowledge the exceptional, that somehow hurts everybody else. That's going to cause hate crime. Well, just to refresh your mind a little to what Sharia law is, I looked this up. Google defines it as Sharia law is Islam's legal system. Islam's, not America's. It is derived from both the Quran and the fatwa is the ruling of Islamic scholars. Sharia literally means the clear, well-trodden path to water. Among Sharia law's precepts are the ability to stone, to cut off hands and other limbs as punishment, and most Muslim scholars even believe it includes execution for a Muslim which converts to Christianity. And that governor felt there's no need to block any of that to come into their courts. Have they been to Michigan? Have they been to Dearborn, Michigan lately? I think different. Well, there is a solution for the people of Montana. I went to the Montana State Code, and here's the answer. Montana Code Annotated 2-16-603. Subsection 1. Any person holding a public office of the state or any of its political subdivisions, either by election or appointment, is subject to recall from office. Recall, baby. Let's have it. You don't want to support the Constitution? You don't want to affirm American exceptionalism and what makes this country great? Well, recall. You can go sit at home and watch your smart TV which spies on you or do whatever. I don't care what you do. Quit ruining our country. Here's another example which leads me to believe the initial bombing of the airfield last week was not an isolated event. U.S.-Russia continue communications on operations in Syria, says Central Command. U.S. air commanders and their Russian counterparts continue to be in close contact regarding ongoing operations in Syria, despite Moscow's decision to cancel a deconfliction hotline between the two in the aftermath of the American attack on the Syrian airbase. Quote, "We have continued to deconflict as necessary with the Russians." Deconflict means they kind of, you know, communicate about their actions so that they don't bomb each other. A U.S. Air Corps said Colonel John Thompson, who declined to comment how the talks were being handled. He said, "There are other ways to deconflict, and we are going to use all of our means, no matter what the situation is, to support that deconfliction line." Colonel Thomas, said during a teleconference from command headquarters in Tampa, Florida, "It is not the only means available, but it has been helpful means in the past." So there you go. It's not like there's a cold shoulder between the U.S. and Russia, which makes me believe there's something. The whole thing, it's just not, this whole Syrian bombing, it's just not, I'm not being a Trump homer. It's just not as clear cut. And there's no reason for me to abandon him when so many positive things are going on. I just don't know the whole truth. I don't. But there are many, several options. And so we'll keep a close eye on it. And as I see it, I'll report as I see it. And I won't hold back. If Trump deserves criticism, I'm going to give it. Here's another totally credible story about Assad bombing his country. Just kidding. Tongue in cheek. It's things like this that make it difficult to know the truth when there are so many lies floating around. And this story is no different. Assad accused of dropping incendiary bombs in Idlib days after U.S. strikes. According to Reuters, which together with the gated Times of London picked up on the unconfirmed story, Syrian or Russian warplanes dropped incendiary bombs on areas of Idlib and Hama provinces just days after the deadly gas attack in the region. Of course, this comes from the same group who reported that Assad was the source of the bombings in 2013, of the gas attacks, which turned out to be completely false. Even the United Nations admitted that it was completely false. So how credible are they? Not so much. There is drilling for oil going on in Syria as we speak. And guess who the investors are? Cheney, Rothschild, and Fox News' Murdoch violate international law by drilling for oil in Syria. After concluding the flow testing phase, AFEC Oil and Gas will now begin analyzing samples drawn from the drilling site, euphemistically dubbed Deborah's Well, in the Israel-occupied region of Syria known as the Golan Heights. There you go, and there's many different investors. So, you know, we didn't get into more detail about the Leviathan oil field off the coast of Israel. That's certainly playing into this whole Syria thing. It wouldn't be the first time that our military has been used to protect oil interests, tongue in cheek. The pipeline in Syria cannot be underestimated. That's Russia has an energy monopoly right now, and so are we protecting our oil interest there, our energy interest? All these things are factors in this. This is such a complicated situation, and just another thing to be aware of. Well, perhaps the president of China did get the message down in Mar-a-Lago, which also makes me wonder if Trump isn't getting exactly what he wants. I mean, maybe the guy's just crazy like a fox. South Korean paper reports China has deployed 150,000 troops to the North Korean border. According to Korean news agency Chosun, the Chinese army has deployed about 150,000 troops. That's a lot of troops, to the North Korean border in two groups to prepare for unforeseen circumstances. The reason? The prospect of military options, such as preemptive attacks on North Korea, like the one the United States launched on Syria. So China is paying, after this little talk that the president of China and Trump had down in Florida, it seems like China is going to pay a lot more attention to North Korea. So, there's a lot... I don't know. I mean, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but there are so many facets to this going on. I think this is a positive step, and let's see where this goes. I think North Korea is much more a serious situation than Syria is, as far as our safety and what's at risk here. I think Syria is, I think that's winding down. At least we hope it is, as far as the ISIS involvement. But North Korea is just winding up. So if we get China to work with us to control North Korea, that's a very, very good thing. I don't think I knew this to this extent. I knew our tax rate was really high, one of the highest in the country, but I didn't know it was this high. I guess being the policeman of the world kind of costs a lot more than we imagine. It must be something, because the money that they take, it sure doesn't go to pave the roads, that's for sure. As Trump pushes corporate tax cuts, CBO notes the U.S. has world's highest rate. The CBO report noted the United States' top federal statutory corporate income tax is 35% and has been since 1993. When including state taxes, that rate is 39%, making America's rate higher than any other of the G20 countries. Japan is closest at 37, but America fared better, if only slightly, when examining average and marginal corporate tax rates. So America is the highest corporate tax rate and among the highest in other metrics. There you go. We need reform. If you needed another reason to go back to tube, the TV screens, then here you go. And if you don't know what a tube and a TV is, you might not be old enough to shave. The researcher, 90% of smart TVs can be compromised remotely. That's not comforting at all. Rachel Scheel, a security researcher working for Swiss cybersecurity consulting company One Consult, recently revealed that around 90% of smart televisions are vulnerable to remote attack using a rogue digital video broadcasting terrestrial signal box, a DVB-T. Say that three times fast. This attack leans heavily on hybrid broadcast broadband, an industry standard supported by most cable companies and set-top manufacturers that help integrate classic broadcast IP TV and broadband delivery systems. So for about $50 to $150, depending on what you're buying, you can buy one of these transmitters. An attacker can use the equipment to exploit the smart or dumb TV, in this case, on a pretty intimidating scale. Uniformity of smart TV OS design and the lack of timely updates mean crafting exploits for multiple sets is relatively easy, and firmware updates can often take months or years to arrive. Oh, and did we mention these attacks are largely untraceable? So that very TV that the government is already spying on you and listening to you, now your neighbor can do it too. That is not a comfort thought. Next time you buy packaged salad at the store, be sure you look for vampires in them. Literally, I mean that. Vampire bats, that is. Packaged salads were called from Walmart after a dead bat was found inside. A dead bat. Oh my gosh. We'll finish that story and talk another reason to get rid of statins or to reconsider statins. Also, at the top of the hour, we have Charles Coppice. He wants us to call him Chuck. I'm real excited to talk to him. I think he's got an interesting spin on our financial day of reckoning.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. 54 minutes after the hour, we have one short segment before our guest, Chuck Kappas, will come on. America's Financial Reckoning Day, How You Can Survive America's Monetary and Political Decline in the 21st Century. It seems pretty standard, something we've talked about before. He puts a really interesting spin on it. I think you will enjoy it, and he's good to talk to. So about these salads at Walmart. Packet salads are recalled from Walmart after a dead bat found inside. Oh, my. You talk about flipping out. Fresh Express recalled its organic market-side spring mix from Walmart stores in the southeast U.S. because a dead bat was found in a packaged salad in Florida. As the U.S. Food and Drug Administration recall chart notes, if there's a possibility of bat body parts, there's a minimal risk of rabies. I can't even continue with this story. Check your salad. If you buy mixed salad at the grocery store at Walmart, check your salad before you use it for what have you. Wow. Another reason to reconsider statin drugs. Statin raised type 2 diabetes risk by 60%, what doctors don't tell you. Cholesterol-lowering statins do raise the risk of type 2 diabetes, the study says. A major new review has confirmed this. The risk can rise as much as 60% depending on the drug being taken. Earlier studies had seen that the drug increases diabetes risk, although it was only 9 to 13%. But researchers from the University of Milan have discovered it raises the risk far more. On average, the drugs increase the risk by 44%, but it can be as much for people taking Crestor. Ooh, Crestor, one of the most successful drugs in the statin family. So there you go. On the email blast, you'll see a video. Did you know that over 400 people each year die inside the sinking cars? I had no idea it was that many. But anyway, the video for Natural Blaze, if your car sinks in water, do this immediately. And it can kind of show you what to do if your car sinks. Three key things. One, unbuckle. Two, unroll. And three, get out through the front window. That's basically a summary of it. Make sure you unbuckle as soon as you can. Put down your window. You know you can't open the door until your car is completely submerged if your window is not rolled down. And even then it can be difficult, or you could have been in a wreck and it can't open at all. So as soon as you can, unbuckle, roll down your window, and if that's not, you can usually kick out your front window if you try really hard. So do that as soon as you can. As soon as you enter the water, I would get on those three things. I thought that was really good. I had no idea 400 people. That's a lot of people. Out of some pet news from what doctors don't tell you also, the family pet reduces your child's risk of allergies. I had no idea. I mean, I've heard that they've caused allergies. I've never heard that they lowered allergies. If you have a family pet in the home, your children are less likely to suffer from allergies such as asthma, and they even reduce the chance of becoming obese. Wow, this is news to me. It all has to do with microbes. Having a family pet, such as a dog, means your children have higher levels of two types of microbes that seem to have a protective effect against allergic diseases such as asthma. I had absolutely no concept of that. But there you go. You can check that on the email blast also. We'd also like to thank everybody who is sending emails about with sample articles or things they'd like to do. We're going to relaunch our website, and it is going to be light years ahead of where we are, and really just helping the Power Hour, helping us get the message out. It's going to be interactive for what you want, the things that you guys have requested and need. The Power Mall website is going to be so easy to use. We really appreciate all your input and everything that you put that forth that way. We would like your help. You want to write for the Power Hour? You can do it. Please email me, powerhourdaniel@gmail.com, powerhourdaniel@gmail.com. Put in the subject, help the Power Hour. Help the Power Hour. And then, video, video editing, internet, website development, graphic design, and writing, especially writing. You want to write? We'll give you a chance. We'll give you a shot. Stay tuned after this short break. Charles Chuck Kalpas.